Today's Cotton Newsline is One Cut. It features Dr. Jody Campeachy, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
U.S. export sales have been very strong for the 2017 marketing year. So, of course, U.S. ending stocks were also reduced. However, the number is still more than double the level in the 2016 marketing year. The marketing year average price was increased to 66 cents. While production and yields were lowered in many states, increased production in Texas more than offset the declines in the other areas. The average yield was forecast at 902 pounds, which would be a record yield. USDA lowered the world cotton production estimate for 2017 to just under 120 million bales due to lower production in Pakistan, India, Australia, and a few others. World-ending stocks were reduced to 88 million bales. However, stocks outside of China still remain at a record level. USDA did make some downward adjustments to India's ending stocks due to higher consumption since the 2015 crop year. However, stocks do still remain fairly high. World consumption was also increased for the 17 crop year, which is a 4.2% increase over the previous crop year. Now, this is more than double the long-run level. World production is currently forecast at a level just slightly higher than world consumption. So, futures prices currently remain strong despite the large world crop and large ending stocks. Demand for U.S. cotton remains strong. The large number of unfixed on-call sales by mills is also currently supporting the price. Quality issues with some of the Texas crop and the India crop has resulted in a lower supply of premium-grade cotton, which could also support prices. China will resume the next auction series in March and is expected to become a much larger importer in the next few years, which will help reduce the large world ending stocks.